our meditation for week 4 in Lent takes place in Luke 22:47-53. And it is the dramatic moment when Jesus is arrested. Right after this prayer in the garden at night, we come upon this scene of Jesus' arrest. And so, as I read it, again, open your heart to the images that you see around you as you imagine yourself in the scene, in this crowd, in the commotion, in the uncertainty, in the fear. It starts out like this. A crowd approached, led by Judas, one of the 12 disciples. Judas walked over to Jesus to greet him with a kiss. But Jesus said, "Judas, would you betray the Son of Man with a kiss?" When the other disciples saw what was about to happen, they exclaimed, "Lord, should we fight? We brought the swords." And one of them struck at the high priest's slave, slashing off his right ear. But Jesus said, "No more of this." And he touched the man's ear and healed him. Then Jesus spoke to the leading priests, the captains of the temple guard, and the elders who had come for him. "Am I some dangerous revolutionary," he asked, "that you come with swords and clubs to arrest me? Why didn't you arrest me in the temple? I was there every day. But this is your moment, the time when the power of darkness reigns." So imagine yourself, this one of these disciples. What about the one who strikes off the high priest's slave's ear? You're the one who grabbed the sword. Imagine yourself caught in the drama, the tension, and the fear of this situation. And as I read it again, just ponder the feelings that come up in your heart as you imagine yourself as this disciple who was so passionate about wanting to do the right thing, who was also scared, who was brave, who was ready to fight. A crowd approached, led by Judas, one of the 12 disciples. Judas walked over to Jesus to greet him with a kiss. But Jesus said, "Judas, would you betray the Son of Man with a kiss?" When the other disciples saw what was about to happen, they exclaimed, "Lord, should we fight? We brought the swords." And one of them struck at the high priest's slave, slashing off his right ear. But Jesus said, "No more of this." And he touched the man's ear and healed him. Then Jesus spoke to the leading priests, the captains of the temple guard, and the elders who had come for him. "Am I some dangerous revolutionary," he asked, "that you come with swords and clubs to arrest me? Why didn't you arrest me in the temple? I was there every day. But this is your moment, the time when the power of darkness reigns." So what's going on in your heart as you shout to Jesus, "Lord, should we fight? We brought the swords." And before Jesus even answers, what is it that causes you to reach for your sword? You feel the cold handle in your hand and you draw it out of its scabbard and you just swing it with all you've got near the direction of these people coming to take your Jesus, maybe forever. And as you slash off this person's right ear, what's it like to be holding the sword in that moment? What about when Jesus says, "No more of this," and he touches the man's ear and heals him? Right on the spot, and you're still holding the bloody sword. What's Jesus' expression like? What do you feel in your heart as you see him heal this man, as you see him calmly speak to the guards and resign himself to this moment? What words of Jesus jump out at you the most? When he says, "Why didn't you arrest me in the temple? I was there every day. But this is your moment, the time when the power of darkness reigns." What about the guy who got his ear cut off? What would it be to be that guy in this story? Imagine yourself, you're a high priest slave. You're here to serve this high priest. You're on a mission that you don't totally understand, potentially, and you're going to arrest this man in this garden at night. You never in a million years thought you would get your ear slashed off. What's the noise and the commotion around you like as your group is talking on the way to get Jesus? What is the plot that you're starting to pick up? And when you confront the group, Jesus and his friends, what do you think as one of these disciples say, "Lord, should we fight? We brought the swords." And before you know it, you feel your ear being chopped off as the sword is swung at you. And what is it next to have Jesus touch your ear and heal it completely, whole, like new? And then for Jesus to speak his short speech of cooperation and resignation to this moment. What's going on in your heart? What do you feel for Jesus right now with your new healed ear? What's the look on that disciple that had the sword? What's his expression like? And now in prayer, what is stirring in your heart that you want to bring to Jesus now? What are the feelings that you want to talk to him about? Where are the places that he's healed you, touched you, and healed you? Relational situations, crisis situations, maybe finances or health. Take this moment in prayer and thank Jesus for the way that he has stepped in to your life.